short trip, but much.
So basically, in a nutshell, we said yesterday is that according to the Rambam, a tekiya doesn't really have a shear, a quantity, but it's a qualitative entity of a blast. And the length that it has to be is not, the Torah didn't specify a length. Rather, the Torah said you have to have a quality of a blast. Now, it's true that that quality only emerges when there is a certain length, but that's not halachically a phenomenon of shiur. Halachically, that's just a qualitative idea. Okay, it's a different quality, a blast versus like a small sound. But a cry emerges, or a broken sound emerges right away. Right when you have a little bit, it's a broken sound. Now the Torah says, well, how long do you have to continue that broken sound for? So the Torah says, oh, you have to continue it for blank seconds, for double the length of a tekiah. So that's a phenomenon of shear. Okay, so the tekiah is a given, which is a blast, however long it is. It has a length accidentally, but it's not essentially a shear. Then shrua is double, according to Rambam, shrua, the cry, is double the tekiah, double the length of a tekiah. And that's a real shear. That's a real phenomenon of shear, of a real quantity, the idea of a truah. Okay. So fine, that's good. So now we had a question, before we get to the machlokas. So the question is the Rambam then says the length of the shlosh shvarim, of the three shvarim, is equal to the length of a teruah. Okay, so the length of the do is equal to the length of truah. And what's the length of truah? He told you the length of truah. The length of truah is double a tekiah. Okay, is double the length of the blast. Okay, so we said, our question was, it should have said the length of the three shvarim is also double a blast. Because that's what it is, right? It's two times the blast. The middle guy is two times the blast. Whatever the middle thing is two times the blast. But to say the length of the three shvarim is equal to the trua seems difficult, because they're not both real sounds. Whereas the Torah only demanded one of them, either Shvarim or Teruah. So to say that the length of the Shvarim is equal to the Shior, the Shior, the quantity of the Shvarim, seems to be funny, because the idea of it, when you do the Shvarim, you're assuming that there's no Shlingas Teruah. So you can't tell me that the Torah said the Shior Shvarim is equal to Teruah, because if you're doing Shvarim, it means there is no Teruah. And if you're doing Teruah, there's no Shlingas Shvarim. So why is the Rambam saying the Shior of a Shvarim is the same as the teruah? It should just say the shear of shvarim is twice the tekiah, the same way the shear of the teruah is twice the tekiah. Right, that was the one question which we had. Right?
So maybe...
Let me just say, I don't have something very deep here. It's kind of just an answer. But perhaps, I think you have to say that the Rambam, when he's telling you the shear, he's not, so to speak, parroting the halacha of Moshe Sinai. He's not telling you what Hashem said at Sinai. He's not. That's not the point of his book. It's not just to be a record of the statements Hashem said to Moshe. Rather, he's telling you the halacha. It's a halacha book, and he's telling you the halachically the shear of halachically. Bottom line is halachically, we blow all the sounds. Okay, and halachically, we're doing trua and we're doing tekiah, trua and then shvarim. And halachically, the length of the three shvarim is equal to a trua, the length of a trua. Okay, now then, the idea being, it could be, what's the idea that the lengths are the same? Like, what's the idea that the length of the shvarim is equal to the length of the trua? Why is that? Is there a reason for that? The length of the three shvarim is equal to the trua. Yeah, right, because they're both the same thing, really. I mean, they're both trying to fit the same thing. There's this thing called true, which we don't know what it means. It might mean true, it might mean true. We don't know. Now, so whatever the length of one is going to be is the length of the other one, because we know, and the reason is we know that middle thing is going to be double the tekiah. Right, so you told me the true is double the tekiah, and then he's telling you, oh yeah, the shvarim is going to be the same as the true. Because the shvarim, he teaches you like an additional idea. If he just told you the shvarim is two tekiahs, so you may say, oh, that's curious, the truah, I'm sorry, two tekiahs. You say, that's curious, the truah is two tekiahs, and the shvarim is also two tekiahs. Is that a coincidence? Is that, they're both the same. But the fact that he tells you the shvarim is equal to the truah, it shows you an idea that the shvarim and the truah, really, they're equivalent. There's an equivalence here, and the idea is because they are equivalent, because they really are both trying to fill in the same deraisa entity, which is the trua, which is double the which we know from Siva, which we have Masor apparently is he holds is double the tkiya. So that's what he's telling you. He's giving you like another piece of information. Either way, the halacha is conveyed to you exactly the same way. If you would have said a trua is this shvarim is like two tkiyas, or he would have said a shvarim is like a trua, but the same halacha emerges. But in saying it this way, he points to a further idea. He underscores a further idea that the true and the shvarim are equivalent. What I'm saying is that the Rambam is not saying, if he were, like, so to speak, recording the Halacha Lashon Sinai, so then you'd have to say that he'd have to say the shvarim is like tkiya. Because if the shvarim is the real deal, then it's two tkiyas. Then he should have to say it with reference to tequila, because there's no way Sinai it said Sri Shvarim is equal to a trua, because they don't both exist. I mean, but if you just give me the halacha in a way which will teach you the most ideas, so then that's a good way to say it. I don't know, it seems that the Ram has as a premise the idea that the trua should be double the tekiya, which we have to understand. Then he's saying is that that will be the case even if it's a shvarim or if it's trua. The same logic applies. So shir trua, shvar shvarim is ketrua, means that the same logic which it tells you by the shvarim is going to, by the trua is going to say the same thing as by shvarim. They don't have to be, but that's what he's arguing, is that the shir, the shvarim, the fact that shvarim is two tkiyas is because the shvarim, the same reason as you said it by the trua is the reason why you're saying it by the shlosh shvarim. I mean, and the way he showed that is by saying the shlosh shvarim is ketrua. So it means it's going to be, they're the same. They're the same. The difference between them is not in length. The difference between them is only in the type of sound. You know what I mean? And now let's turn to another point. I mean, there's a few points here, so I'm not exactly sure the order. But let's take up the machlokas. So Machlokas is according to the Rambam, the tekiya is double, the true is double the tekiya. or you could say, another way is that the tekiya, the trua is equal to the two tekiyas, to the two tekiyas. You can say, right, for the way the Mishnah has it, right, or the Raisa has it. It's equal to the two tekiyas around on its sides, okay? Trua is double, equal to the two tekiyas which surround it. Okay, the trua of one set is equal to the tekiyas of one set, right? So it's 2-1, two tekiyas to one trua. According to the other Rishonim, no, it's tekiya equals trua. Tekiya equals trua. They're one and the same share. Okay, the same length. And if you're in a set where you have a long trua, then it's going to be a long tekiya. And they're specifically parallel each other. They're specifically parallel each other. They're the same. Right? And when it says that the tekiya of one set is equal to the trua of one set, it means the first one, or one of the tekiyas, is equal to the other. So could we define this? I mean, it's a hard kind of machlokas. It's just kind of, you know, somewhat open-ended. But could we get some insight here? What's difficult about this is like, it's almost like, well, what did the Torah say? So what are you going to posit? Should it be the same or should it be double? You know what I mean? Like, what's the... Where's the room to give a svara there, you know? I mean, if the Torah said it was six times as long, that would also be okay. I mean, it's kind of a shir. I can say whatever it wants. So it's like, what is there to... What's there to define? Almost. So where do we learn out that there's a trua, tkiya, trua, tkiya? So I mean, there's different ways, but I guess the easiest one let's go with is uskatem trua, and uskatem trua. You should tkiya a trua. So uskatem trua means tkiya then trua, and then it says trua yisku. Trua, you shall blow, you shall tekiya. So it's like the fact that it has the word tekiya before the trua and the word tekiya after the trua shows you that there should be a tekiya first and then a trua, then a tekiya. Right, so there's a seder. That's one way. The other way is from Lavarta, Shofar, and Taviru, Shofar, whatever. They're differently written, but it's from the Pesach when you got that. So Yonah's suggesting that, I mean, it's interesting because the Gemara, I think this is an actual way to go here. The Gemara basically says the shear of tekiya is equal to trua. So you could say, does that mean each tekiya is equal to a trua? One tekiya equals one trua? Or the two tekiyas, the unit of the tekiyas of a set, equal a trua? Right? And as the two tekiyas combined, each set has two tekiyas, and the two tekiyas combined equal the trua. Right? Or do you say, no, it's one to one, one tekiya for one trua? Right, that's kind of what he's saying, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So what are you saying about that? It's not exactly the facts. What he's saying is that the idea is that the two tequilas are actually combining. That the shir is the terua is like the combination. They're really the equal shir, and there's like a combination of the two tequilas somehow.
Right. Or is it?
Or do you say no? It just means that the true is double the tequila. So double, you know, like Rambam says, the true is equal to two tequilas. You know, the shir tequila is two tequilas. He doesn't say it's like the shir of the unit of tequila equals the shir of the unit of the true. He just says the true is two tequilas. You know, but Yonah is saying it means it's not just that the true is two tequilas. He's saying is the true equals tequila, the unit tequila, the unit of tequila.
Like it necessarily has to be.
Yonah's in a certain sense of source is like unifying things. Like everyone agrees that there's an equation, equality between tequila and truah. The question is it equality between each and every call, each call, or is it equality between the unit of tequilas and the unit of truah? Right? And the unit. Right?
In other words, is it...
But what's difficult to me, it's a good possibility. What bothers me about this, about that svara, is... I don't exactly see how you could join together the tequila before and the tequila afterwards to one shear. Because they're different sounds, they're different actions, they're different sounds, they're different, you know, tequila here, tequila there. So like, how does it like the stopwatch continue, so to speak? You know what I mean? Like they're, how, like a shear would seem to be of an entity, has a length, it's a quantity of blowing. So how exactly do you say that there's like the quantity of my tequila is the sum of those two things? How do you sum the shear? It's not, you know what I mean? They're different actions, and it would seem to be that a shear is a shear in an action. You know, you have to explain in what way you could, so to speak, carry over and attach those two halves together and make it into one tequila. It's not one tequila, and how does a shear apply to a like a unit of two different meisim which are separated by a different one? You know what I mean?
Okay.
I'll tell you what, I'll take one step here, and maybe a second step. But I'm not really sure about this thing. But let's say the question is, do you look at it, like, what's this idea of the shir? Like, here's a question you could say, is like, within the everyone else, that the shir of tekiah equals the shir of a drawer, right? So what's that idea? Just like happens to be the same shear, you know. Like which one is which? Which one's the shear and which one's the? I mean, I guess you have a trua and then tequila comes in and matches it. Like what's that? What's the idea of that? So it could be that the idea is it's not just like they happen to be the same shear, but the idea is that there's a shear for Kol Shofar. It's not sure that there's a shear of tequila and then there's a shear of drawer. Oh, and they happen to be the same, by the way. Check it out. Rather, it's a shear of a kol shofar. There's a shear of a kol shofar, of a sound. The sound of the shofar has a shear. And it's the same shear for both, because the shear isn't the shear of a tequila or a shear of a drawer. The shear is of the kol shofar. The mitzvah of a shofar, and there's a shear. Shear is a blank, whatever seconds. Now the difference between the tekiah and the truah is in the quality of the call, the type of call. Is it a straight call? Is it a broken call? Is it a moaning call? Right? But the shior is not a shior in the moans, nor is it a shior in the hysterical cry, nor is it a shior in the blast. It's a shior on the entity called kol shofar. Okay, there's a common entity. It would be, so to speak, like, you can look at it like this, is that what the shear of eating because of matzah on Pesach is a kazayas, right? The shear of eating maror on Pesach is a kazayas. The shear of eating treif to be chayv malkus is a kazayas. But you don't say, wow, look at that, they all happen to have the same shear. Rather, you say the shear of achila is a kazayas. And the mitzvah on Pesach is to eat matzah, to eat maror. Achila is matzah, achila is maror. And don't do achila as treif, right? But it's not three separate shiurim. The shiur is a shiur on achila, which happens to be that when you apply it to each of the things, it's going to be different. It's going to be the same, right? So achila, it's not, the Torah's not positing three separate shiurim, even though they happen to have different shiurim. The difference between matzah and mara is not in the shiur; it's in the quality. One's matzah, one's mara. But the shiur applies to them equally. So it could be the other Rishonim learn that the Torah posited a shear of kol shofar. The mitzvah is blowing, you have to blow shofar today. And how long should your blowings be? It should be X seconds. Oh, now what kinds of blowings should these X second blowings be? Oh, well, there should be a tkiah of this, there should be a truah, there should be a tkiah. But of course, it's one shear, and that's why they're the same shear. Shear tkiah is equal to a truah, because they're not separate entities with separate shiurim, which happen to be the same. It's a shear on the entity called kol shofar. You with me so far? It just seems simpler to say that. But I would say that the Rambam, that's certainly not the case. Right? Seems that with Rambam, first of all, according to the Rambam, tekiah doesn't have a shear. Right? Remember, we just did that. Right? Tekiah doesn't have a shear. Tekiah is just a blast. It's a qualitative entity. So that's why off the bat, you can't say that. Tekiah is a blast. Now, the Torah is saying is, basically, the Torah is saying, blow a teruah, right? And surround it by blasts. Right? Blow a teruah and surround it by blasts. And now, how long should your teruah be? Okay? So the Rambam's holding is so that the shiur, so the Torah is giving a shiur to teruah. Right? The Torah is giving a shiur to teruah and the shiur of teruah. There's nothing to say the shiur of teruah should be the same as tekiah. Why would he say that? There's no... The force of that in the other Rishonim is because it's one entity. They both have shiur. Torah is not positing two independent, separate shiurim, but it's saying one shiur for the whole thing. But once you say tekiah is a blast, now that the Torah is coming out, tekiah is a blast. It doesn't have shiur, it's just a blast. Now it comes along Torah is creating, and saying is that it's yom teruah, and you should blow a teruah, and your teruah should be surrounded by tekiahs. So the saying is the tekiah, the length of the teruah should be equal to two of the things which are surrounding it. Double the tekiahs. Which kind of there's a sense to, again, this is a little bit speculative, but the sense to it is that it's a yom teruah, and you're blowing a teruah, and the teruah is surrounded by tekiahs. You lead into it, like that's like you introduce it with tekiah, you close it with tekiah, but it's uskatem teruah. You're really blowing the centerpiece on the day is teruah, it's a yom teruah, zichron teruah, but the way you blow the teruah is you have a lead in of a straight sound, and you finish up with a straight sound, but they're surrounding the teruah. So the teruah, as Torah is positing, should be double those things which are the blasts. You have a phenomenon of a blast of a shofar, so take a teruah, which is your centerpiece, is going to be double the those things which are introducing, which are surrounding it. But it could have, I'm not saying it had to be that it was double. The more saying is that there's a sense of saying that it's double. But the main idea is that there's nothing to say that they should be the same, according to the Rama. Because they're not, there's not, first of all, true tekiah isn't even the shear. It's not a shear, it's just an entity. Now the Torah is creating a shear with the true one, that's the shear. But according to other Rishonim, it's not, there's a shear on kol shofar, and therefore they have to be the same. So if true means shear and true, then that's what your tekiah is going to have to be. Whatever it is, that's what your tekiah is going to have to vary. Tekiah is going to have to vary. Like the Ravid, in a certain sense, the Ravid is interesting. The Ravid, if you remember, the Ravid learns, I just think it fits in here, as the Ravid learns that a tekiah is definitely 9 beats. Tekiah is definitely 9 beats. Teruah, it's a question of teruah or shvarim. If it's teruah, then it's 3 beats. If it's shvarim, then it's 9 beats. But the length of the tekiah has nothing to do with the length of the teruah. Because he learns, he's like an in-between shita. He learns that they really both have shear. Apparently he holds that tekiah is not just an entity of a blast, but it has a shear. Has a quantity. But the quantity of a tekiah doesn't do the quantity of a cry. The quantity of tekiah is a certain length, the blast, 9 beats. That's, period, that's a given. Now the quantity of teruah is 3 cries. Now it depends what your cry is. If your cry is a teruah, then it's the ta-ta. If your cry is a shvarim, then it's do, which totals up to 9. 3 times 3. But according to him, he learns that they're both a phenomenon of shear. But he says the Torah didn't, just like the other Rishonim learned that there are two entities which have shear, right? But according to the other Rishonim, they say that, like Tosos Rashi, they say that the shear is a shear in the unit of kol shofar, and therefore it's going to have to be the same on both the kol shofars. Whereas according to the Ravid, the shear is a shear in a blast, and the shear is a shear in a cry. The shear in cry is 3 cries, shear in blast is 9 seconds, 9 beats, to their independent shear. Right, whereas the Rambam learns that the kia is not even a shear. The kia is just the quality of a blast. And then the trua is given a shear. And the shear of the trua is double. double the blast. Right, that's why, in a certain sense, the Ravid is closer to the other Rishonim because he says that they both have shear. Tekiya and Shua both have shear. The Rambam holds that Tekiya is not from shear. But on the other hand, the Ravid is like the Rambam, is that in that they're both arguing is that, well, why should they be the same? Not the same, they're different things. The other Rishonim are learning that the Torah is like it's one unit called Shofar. So the last question I think we have to think is, how do I learn the Mishnah? Which is kind of the Ravid's question on the Rambam. Is like the Mishnah for the Mishnah, the Braisa. The fact that the order is different. But I think it's not just the order. For instance, according to the Braisa, it's the, let's say our Mishnah. It's a Shior Teruwa Keshalosh Yivavas. Right, the Shior, what's a Teruwa? Three Yivavas, cries. Ta-ta-ta. Maybe nine does, right? Whatever. That's Shior Teruwa. Right? Does the Rambam have that? Is true, is how long? Is true, is double the Tekiya. How long is Tekiya? I don't know. Right? So where's the, what does one do with that? The Mishnah, for instance, says that. Or it says, Shir Shvara, Shir Trua, Kishlosha Shvara. So that's, I guess he has that, Kishlosha Shvara. It's not very informative, but he has that. You know, and then the point is, the Mishnah also, it says, Shir Tekiya, Kitrua. Right, the Tekiya is the same as the Teruwa. But the Rambam is learning now that the Teruwa is the same or double the Tekiya. Right, like it's, basically the question is like, where's the Rambam coming from? The Mishnah doesn't have, he's like kind of, he's ignoring what the Gemara says, the Mishnah, the Braisa, he just has his own thing. Right? But I think that's the hardest question of them, is where's the Rambam, how does the Rambam, the Rambam is going like the Mishnah's talking about Teruwa. So the Mishnah says Shir Teruwa Kishol Shivavos. So the Rambam doesn't have that. He doesn't say the Shir Teruwa Kishol Shivavos. How long is this Teruwa, according to Rambam? Is it three Yivavos? What does Yivavos even mean? Rambam doesn't say anything about that. He just says the Shir Teruwa is double the Tekiya. I mean, unless you say it happens to be a Tekiya is four and a half blasts, and it happens to be Yivavos is three, Yivavos is three, I mean, but it's all missing. Right? It's like, what does he do with that? Why does he just says, forget that? Let's go with the separate thing. You know? Okay, so maybe let me, I'm in the middle of working this thing out here, but I have an idea. Okay, we'll see where it goes. So maybe you can help me out with finishing out the details. But there's something interesting in the Gemara. Okay, the Gemara, the Mishnah, says, Shir Teruwa is Kishlosha Yivavos. Teruwa is three beeps. Right? Raisa says Shir Teruwa is like three Shvar, Shevers. Right? Broken ones, medium sized, right? So the Gemara says, oh, these guys are arguing. These guys must be arguing. Right? Because is it, oh, what are they arguing about? What kind of cry is it? Is it this cry or is it that cry? Right? Is it this cry or is it that cry? So it's kind of funny because, what are they really arguing about? I mean, are they really arguing about the Shior of Tekiya, of Teruwa? Not exactly. I mean, they are also, but they're arguing about what is a Teruwa. Is a Teruwa, I mean, according to Tosas, they're only arguing about what a Teruwa, not even about the Shior. Is a Teruwa a hysterical cry, or is a Teruwa a moan? That's really what they're arguing about. Right? They're not even arguing about the length of the thing per se. Turns out they're both nine beats. Right? Turns out they're both nine beats. So it's kind of funny that the it's a Shior Tekiya is like three Vavas, or Shior Tekiya is like three Shvar. But it's not, and they say that's what they're arguing about. But they're not really arguing about Shior. They're really arguing about is a Teruwa, you know, is a Teruwa beat, you know, or is it Teruwa moans? Right? Now, you could say it turns out, you're right, it turns out that they arguing the Shear ends up being different. It's three moans or three beats. So by saying the Shear is three beats, it teaches you two things. It teaches you what a Teruwa is and also what the Shear is. So implicitly, there's two things in the statement. Shear Tekiya Teruwa is like three beats. First of all, that Teruwa is beats. And second of all, that the length of it is three of them. Right? Or the Teruwa is Shvarim and the length of it is three of them. But perhaps the Rambam learns that the differently. Okay, because again, remember what the question is, where does the Rambam have the fact that it says Shior teruah shlosha yivamos. Where does Ram have that? Right? The length of a teruah is three beats. Where is that? Right? Where does Ram mention that altogether? And I have another question also in Rambam, which I can partially answer, is why does the Rambam call Shvarim three Shvarim? Right, he says he calls the sound. There's Shua, and then there's Shlosha Shvarim. Why is it called Shlosha Shvarim? I understand you have to have three of them, but don't call it that. It's not what it's called. It should be called Shvarim, and three is how many you have to do. He doesn't call Shua Shlosha Shuas, right, or nine Shuas, or whatever. So why is that the name, you know? So I want to say it like this, is that according to the Rambam, when you talk about a shear of a teruah, you could mean two things. Two things you could mean by the shear of teruah. One is, the easier one to say, is how long are you blowing it for? Okay, how long are you blowing it for? And that, the Mishnah told us already, is it's double a tekiah. Okay, shear tekiah k'shtei teruahs, or shear... Shear tekiyos is ketruah, all the tekiyos is like the three truahs. So the length of time that you blow the truah for is two blasts. Okay, that's the shear, that's how long you blow it for. That's already in the first part of the Mishnah. That's the length, how long you blow it for. It's defined, the blast is, we already know the blast is, and we know that the tekiyah truah is going to be double the blast. So we know the shear, we know how long you blow it for. But there's another idea of shear, of quantity, of a broken sound. Okay, true is a broken sound. How broken? That's a quantitative question. I take a sound and I break it up. How broken do I make it? Do I break it up into three parts so that I have three medium-sized parts, or do I break it infinitely, so to speak, into a bunch of kolshes, a bunch of tiny little sounds? They both have the quality of brokenness. Remember from the Ritva? Right? They're both a broken sound, but it's the true is more broken. Right, that's what he said, because it's fully broken to the fullest degree. It's no discrete, no size to it at all. Bunch of little cultures. Whereas a shever is less broken, right? Less broken. So what the Rambam learns is that the second part of the Mishnah is telling you, and it's saying shior, it's not telling you how long it is. It's telling you the quantity of brokenness. Shior teruah kesholosh yevavos. The shear of brokenness of the truah is like three That's how broken? The brokenness of three See, or he said, the other one says, no, the brokenness is the shear of three shavarim. That's how broken. That's how broken it is. Now, you need, why three? Right? Why three? Right? Because according to the Rambam, how many truahs are you really blowing? Not three. You have to blow a lot. It's going to be double a blast. So you have to blow a lot more than three, right? Probably, arguably more than nine, even. I mean, I don't know. So it's not clear exactly how many. You have to blow more. So why does it say three chores? The shear tekiah is three of us. Really, it seems to be more than that. But the shear, when he says that the shear, the Mishnah says the shear of a teruah is three yevavos, it means the brokenness of a teruah is equal to the brokenness of Now you need, I think this makes sense, that you need three in order to give you the how broken it is. Like when you have then you could say, now that you, so to speak, you've repeated the gap. Three deets has two gaps, you know, two gaps there. And you could say, oh, how separated are these gaps, you know, or how small are these pieces? You could use I'm not sure exactly why, but it's not enough to give you like how broken the sound is. You just say you made two beats. But once you have three of them, it's like a sound which is broken. Two beats is just two beats. Three beats is a broken sound which is made consisting of three of them. I mean, when you have three, each one is like insignificant as compared with the whole.
Yeah.
You're right. So you mean it's a whole, and you'll say, I have a whole which has a certain amount of quantity of brokenness. Or if I have three shvarim, I'll say I have a whole, one unit, which is broken up into parts. Which is three parts. Otherwise, you say, yeah, I have two beats. I just say I have one beat and I have another beat. They're two separate things. It's not a broken sound. So the shear, which the Mishnah is talking about, according to the Rambam, is not how long you have to blow for. Because you have to blow the truah for more than three beats. But it means how broken is the truah. The shear ha-truah is like three of avos. Like three, right? That which means that's what, or is the shear like three shvarim? And that's what the Gemara says. Oh, they're definitely arguing. What are they arguing about? What does shua mean? Does it mean moans? Or does it mean hysterical crying? That is what they're arguing about. When they're arguing about the shear, it's not two separate things. One is that, one guy's saying it, the length is three moans, the other one's the length is three beats, and therefore, oh yeah, by the way, you see one of them learns true like this, another learns true like that. No, that is what the very statement is. Shear terua means what is a terua? It's called shear because it's a quantity of brokenness. So it says shear, but it really means what is the nature of the cry? Is it this cry or is it that cry? The shear here ends up producing a different kind of a cry, and cries are different qualities. But as a sound, they're not different qualities of sound, they're just different quantities of brokenness. You know what I mean? But that's what Gemara says, oh, but this they're arguing about is which kind of cry you're replicating, crying this kind of cry or that kind of cry. You know what I mean? So that's what the Rambam's learning, is that so that's why the Rambam doesn't mention anywhere three avavos. Because he learns the Mishnah never meant that you're just crying three. How long you're doing the avavos for, how long are you historically crying for, that already said the first part of the Mishnah, which is that it's double the true, double the tekiah that he already had. So he is passing like the Mishnah. He's part of the Mishnah of true, means that it's that amount of quantity of brokenness. That's how broken it is. And how long you do it for is in the first part. Talking about two totally different things.
That's why he says three shvarim also, right?
Now, there could be that's why he says three shvarim, is that because the quality of... Question? Let me just follow this point. The shvarim is the... Remember we said is like the brokenness of a shvarim is only... like comes relative to the tekiah? Because like a true is intrinsically broken, right? Because it's a broken sound that doesn't have any length to it, right? But a shvarim, in theory, you could say is just is a sound. That's a sound. So its brokenness is compared with the tekiah. So when you have three broken sounds which combine together to a blast, so the length of blast, you say now these are broken. This is a quality of a broken sound. So it's like the shvarim. The nature of the cry or of the brokenness of the shvarim exists with reference to the three shvarims. It's shlosha shvarim because that's the nature of the broken sound. It's only broken because the three of them, you're making three of them part of it together. So it's like it's like a broken larger entity. It's like a broken blast. If you just drew one of them, it wouldn't even be a broken sound. It wouldn't be a broken sound. You blow one, that's a broken sound. What is that? That's not that. So it's intrinsically like broken. But the shvarim is broken because you just blew one of them, you just blew like, that's a medium-sized sound. But you blow three of them, so you say it's one unit, which is broken up into three parts. So the nature of the entity of the shvarim is that it's a you could have said that without this svar, I think. I don't know if you have to say what I'm saying to say it, you know. That's kind of independent. But the main thing I'm learning is like what the Rambam does with that part of the Mishnah, you know.
Wait, so where in the Rambam is...
Where's the Rambam, that part of the Mishnah in the Rambam?
Yeah.
So that I'd say is in the Rambam where he tells you about in Beis, or he tells you the different kinds of cries. Beis and Gimel, he's telling you the different kinds of cries. That's true, and that's Shvarim. He's defined if you want to run Shvarim. And this is what we call Shvarim, which is like this. Like he says, Halela, Zu, I'm sorry, he says, So you cry time after time. But he defines you the nature of the cry. So he's telling you the nature of the cry. That's there. It's not then a shear. But when he gets to shear, now he's just telling you the shear of the quantity of blowing. How long you have to blow it for simply comes from the tequila. It has natural quantity built in because it's a quantity of entity. And then it's long. How long do you have to blow the drua for? So you have to blow it for as long as two tequilas. And shvarim, the same as drua. So that's where the quantity comes in. And the other part of the Mishnah is a totally different thing, which the Rambam is already telling you with the two kinds of cries, which he told you already. But if you learn that that's actually the shear, the quantity of the drua, right, then right, which is the what everyone else learns, saying how long you build a chua? Three of them. So then Ram should say somewhere, how many chuas you're blowing? Then you have a problem, is the quantity of chua based upon three, or is the quantity of chua based upon relative to kia? But since Ram is learning that's not a din of quantity, so the quantity, where's the quantity of the chuas? Oh, the quantity is based upon the reference to the kia. It's still not explaining exactly why, but it just doesn't bother me as much though. Why the Ram switches the order? The Mishnah says the shear of the kia is a chua is like the tekiahs, right? It says a shear of chua is a shear of tekiah is like three chuas, or shear of tekiah is like chuas, and the Ram has a shear of chua is like two tekiahs. you know. But I don't know. It's hard altogether because the Mishnah is funny because it's like talking about sets and. Oh, maybe I had an idea. Is. One second. I'm going to leave that point. I'm not sure. I haven't really thought through. But it's not, it doesn't bother me so much because the Mishnah is funny altogether. It's not. It's cryptic, the Mishnah. So why the Rambam to go a different launch than the Mishnah? The Mishnah isn't clear what it's saying, anyways. The Rambam's getting down to what the idea is. The idea is that a Shua is double the Tkia because the old Shua, or whatever, that's a centerpiece. So he's giving you the concept. The Mishnah is written anyways in a funny way because, I don't know, maybe stylistically or whatever. What bothers me more about the Rambam is what's he doing, not with the style of the thing, but where is his halacha that a Shua is three Shuath, is three beats? Or nine, whatever. He doesn't tell you anything like that. The Mishnah says that. What does he do with that? Right? Forget how, what order you want to write it in. It's just, it's missing. The Rambam's true is double tkia. The Mishnah is, it's three beats. What happened to that? Right? That's what I meant. That's the main thing which bothered me, which I'm answering. Yeah. So the next thing maybe you'll do is it's machlokas and sukkah. Maybe you don't know. It's a Mishnah and sukkah, nun, zayin or something? Tkia, true tkia. According to Rabbi Yehuda, tkia, true tkia is one unit. One breath, one unit. Well, yeah, certainly. Certainly, Shvarm Chua would certainly be. No, whatever, it's the middle. Whatever the middle. It's all one unit. And you can look at it, it's a Gemara and Nun Gimel Beis. Mishnah Gemara and Nun Gimel Beis.
What is it?
Nun Gimel Beis. And there's a Rashi there, interesting also. Mm-hmm. The question is when Rabbi Yehuda says one unit, does it mean you have to blow it in one breath? Amish in one breath, or you have to blow it in, you just can't have a little bit of a gap. So that's one question that people do. It's another thing of Rav Haigon. I don't know if you're familiar with this. Maybe you'll take it up, but Rav Haigon holds. You know how we learn that we don't know what the real Trua is? Rav Haigon holds, maybe you guys probably do this, but Rav Haigon holds, we do it. The real Trua, any of them work. Torah said cry. It doesn't really matter which cry. Any cry works. But some people did these, some people did these, some people did these, some people did shuah, some shuah, some shuah, and really they all work. But people thought that there was a machlokas. There's no machlokas. Really everyone agrees everyone's good. But people thought there was a machlokas, so Rav Avoh came along and he wanted to create uniformity. He didn't want people to think that everyone's, that some people aren't yotze and whatever, so he just said, do all that. Do all that. You know, do all that. But really, you fill the mitzvah just with any of them. Which is a major machlokas. I mean, it's a huge chiddush. I mean, Torah is like giving a mitzvah, doesn't really have a form. Well, Torah, what kind of Torah? Oh, whatever, it doesn't really matter. Right? And I mean, everyone else argues. Everyone says, no, it definitely said one of them, we just don't know which one. So I don't know, maybe we could try to explain that position, you know? We'll see. And then I guess we have what? Today, two more days, right? So we'll have to figure out what else we'll do. There's a bunch of points.